Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, here is Erin. Good morning. She does not need to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Erin.
Good morning.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little frustrated, so I thought I would call and just air my frustration.
Okay. All right, bring it on, because I think this the idea of a mommy going on strike, I think, is a brilliant idea, because you can, the house will come to a screeching halt if mommy decides, look, it's sit-down time. So what's your idea going into the weekend?
Well, especially my house. I have two teenage sons, and they are into every sport. They're everywhere. I take them everywhere. I'm a stay-home mom, and, you know, I do it by choice, but, you know, I'm doing everything for them. And a couple years ago, I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, my husband gave me a minivan for Mother's Day, and I thought that was just swell. However, in the last 3 years now, every year for Mother's Day, what I get is that minivan that is filthy because of the kids, detailed and cleaned.
Every
that's
year
my
since
Mother's Day present.
Okay.
Which I can understand how they think that that's thoughtful, but maybe you would prefer something that's more specific.
We're concerned
for
they're probably the ones who mess up the minivan mostly.
I mean, even if they picked a flower from my garden, it would mean something, but they don't even do it. They just, you know, my husband pays for it. So I'm at my wit's end. I have left hints and nobody's picking up on this over the years. And what I've decided to do is if I get that minivan detailed again for Mother's Day this year, I'm just going to stop doing stuff for them. They're going to have to figure it out themselves. My husband, he works home over the garage. He'll have to drive them to the 45 million things that they do every week, run all the errands for them.
Okay.
I'm just not going to do it.
So you're going on, you're the transit department, and the transit department is going on strike. Effective.
The buses are stopping here.
So really what you're looking for is a little more appreciation. I mean, your parents are, I mean, your kids are old enough now to where they can at least get you a card. They should be able to afford a little something-something for you on Mother's Day, even if it's handmade.
Well, that's just it. I mean, years ago when they were little kids, I would sit with them and we would make the cards for Mother's Day, and it was a joyful thing. But now it's like, oh, you got your minivan cleaned. No breakfast in bed, no flowers, nothing.
Yeah, and the detailing of the minivan should be something that they do during the year anyway. Oh, sorry, we messed the van up. Here's, you know. That's not a gift for you.
Whose fault is this the most, the kids or the dad?
I'm beginning to think it's mine because I haven't really put my foot down, but it's ending now. It's the dad, though. I mean, I guess he thinks that he's doing something nice for me. I can't really fault him for that. But the truth is, it's not for me. My little section of the minivan is always clean. It's, you know, it's just not fair. I'm their mother. I do everything for them. I should get some appreciation.
It's Pop's responsibility to instill that you got to go shopping for Mom's, though, for Mother's Day. Like, Hayden and I went shopping a week and a half ago, where he busted all those glasses at Swoozie's. So you got to make it, you know, you got to make a point to your kids that this is an important day, and you got to go a little extra effort here. So outside of driving the kids around from everything, how else are you going on strike?
I think that laundry is going to sit in a pile. And I kind of think that I will just, you know, when it's time to take the kids someplace, I'll just take the car instead of the minivan and, you know, go to my sister's house or, you know, go to the spa. I mean, whatever. I'm just going to shut down. They need their homework done at night, help with their homework. Dad,
So this
somebody's going to pay attention.
So tell me, what can they do to stop the strike? Like, what needs to happen on Sunday for you to be happy?
It doesn't even need to be much. A small level of appreciation. Breakfast in bed. Flowers. A
effort.
Card. you know, the regular stuff that everybody else is getting, and I just get this stupid minivan cleaned.
Right. Yeah, because I think that in our family, what we did for Millie Pete is just the fact that she, that was a day where she did not lift a finger at all for anything. So not only breakfast in bed, but lunch was provided for her, dinner provided for her, everything done for her during the day, even though it shouldn't just be the one day that you do help mom around the house, but it definitely was, you know, something where, because I'm thinking that there are other guys out there thinking, you know, or listening, thinking, okay, this is what I do for Mother's Day, that are still confused. She doesn't lift a finger on Sunday at all.
I think this may turn into a forum for moms that haven't been shown any appreciation on Mother's Day in years. Okay. Hey,
so
Tracy,
sad.
Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
I feel the mom's pain, but join the club. I mean, you know, I'm hearing everything she's doing. I do everything she just mentioned, plus I work 40 hours a week. I've got two kids, both into sports. I take them. I go to each one of their sporting events. I stay the whole time, practices, games, everything. My husband's clothes in the morning, laid out, ready for him to put on. T-shirt,
what?
Everything.
That's above and beyond.
That's awesome.
last year, I got nothing for Mother's Day, and I worked on Sunday. I work every Sunday.
Wow.
The year before that, I got about a $3 cup with candy in it. And the minivan that she got, I would love that. Did I mention that's what my husband does for a living, is sell cars?
Oh, wow, that's going to hurt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 96 Dodge Grand Caravan. Want to hear it squeal?
I think we all know.
Join the club. It's, you know, it is what it is. Join the club. Maybe all mothers should go on strike, though. It's going to be, you know, be a nationwide thing. It'll be great.
Could you imagine the way this city would shut down, the world would shut down if all moms
stroke together.
Clothes laid out for him?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's how little that guy has to think.
That's bad. And to not show any appreciation at all, that's bad.
And she could jack with
him
too.
Parents, I mean, your moms, you have the ultimate, at least when it comes to dad, the ultimate strike sort of chip, if you know what I mean. I mean, if you go on strike in one area, guys generally will pay attention. I don't endorse it.
I know, but I think she wants to be appreciated for the other things she does.
That's what I'm saying, though. But if you're going to go on strike, there's nothing more powerful than striking in that area. Hey, Rutha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys. I was just telling them I've gone on strike 3 times. My kids are now 20, and he's going to be 19, actually. So 3 times in probably 10 years.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
How'd you go on strike?
The first time, I actually left a sign in the kitchen, and I went to the coffee shop, and they all had to fend themselves for dinner for an entire week. Didn't clean, didn't do anything. I just did the same thing that the other gal was talking about. I let them fend for themselves. And I tell you what, 24 hours, they totally get it. But I did it for, I think, 4 days. So,
good for you. When did this strike happen? Was it just following a Mother's Day where you weren't appreciated?
Well, there was one Mother's Day where I didn't get a card, and everybody decided that, you know, they just probably either forgot. I don't know what happened, but I did it right after Mother's Day about 5 years ago. That's when they were teenagers, because I think life just got, quote, too busy for them, God forbid, because it, you know, they would forget things. And I said, well, what if I forgot you at the bus stop one day? What if I forgot, like, to pick you up one day, you know? Cause, and I've worked full-time. I did 40, 50 hours a week at an office. So, but, no, and I think the time 2 times before that, they were actually young, and it would be like you make dinner, and everybody would be like, somebody would be saying, well, there might be too much salt in here. This doesn't taste that good. Well, really? Oh. Then go to Taco Bell and get your dinner.
Nice. I think we need to have the Mother's Day vent line. Instead of, like, the teacher vent line, we need the Mama's Day vent line.
Seriously, like, open it up on Monday.
Really angry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to throw the statistic out, but you know that, you know, website that we've, you know, talked about before for, you know, affairs and everything. I had to go to this far. But there's a statistic out today saying that one of their biggest sign-up days for women is the day after Mother's Day.
Oh,
is that right?
You mean the moms sign up to...
That the women in relationships sign up the day after Mother's Day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
So there's a lot of angry moms out
there. It's like, all right, leave it early, go and shop it.
Just saying.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, Bert. I just wanted to say to this caller that as a son of a mother that is in the same shoes that her sons are in, I got a deep conviction of hearing her not getting the presents or the gifts that she desired or needed. I'm sorry for her because I do my mom the same way. And getting off work, hearing this at Mother's Day, and I got to work Sunday, I'm sorry for this lady. And the conviction hit me, and I know what it's like not to get something. So,
right, so now you're going to go and treat mom okay this weekend.
I am. I hope I can, but I'm at the fire department, so I can't see her, so we're going to do it Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, that's good, though.
It doesn't take much,
I'm telling you, a card with a written message in there talking about how much you love her, can be enough.
Let us men give credit to the men before us that have allowed us to set the bar so low for women that it just takes a card right now. It's a card, and we're happy, man.
You're welcome,
thank you,
man,
Daddy.
In the world.
Thank you, Grandfather. Because for us, it's easy. It's just a card. That's all you got to do, or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that helped the situation, but
that's exactly what you just said.
Well, men don't express themselves. Y'all don't express yourselves. Y'all want to be cool and hard and everything. Well, if you express yourselves to your mother, that's why it means so much. Is because, I mean, it shows that you're making that extra effort for her, and it's all about effort with women, guys. God. Get it.
She just slapped guys on the face.
Yes.
Right there on the forehead.
The head. Why? How many times do we have to say this on the show?
Hey, Aaron, we'll talk to you on Monday morning and find out if you're going on strike or not, okay?
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.